Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call now, 877-499-MYTV.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Sports Lounge. I am Michael Horn, along with the star of our program, the gentleman we call the Sultan of Safeties, two safeties in one game in the same quarter, the all-pro defensive end, the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer.
Thank you so very much. You know, I'm welcome to our show, actually. I'm looking through my notes here, as I usually do, ladies
yes.
and gentlemen. And one that sticks out today, and there's not a whole heck of a lot going on today, but because baseball's starting to open up next week. But Michael Irvin, under investigation for alleged sexual assault in Florida. Well, thank you. A 27-year-old Florida woman filed a police report saying she feared Irvin had drugged her and raped her. She feared, meaning she did not know. So she went with him from the bar to his hotel room in the early hours of March 21st. And, you know, he says, I was there for 15 minutes before leaving to catch a flight, and that there was another man present in the room. Now,
a stranger.
Yeah, a stranger. So the idea is he goes back to his room
right.
with this girl from the bar.
Right.
And in there is the third party.
Yes.
Is that her, or is that, or is he? Did he bring her back for that guy?
I have no clue. But TMZ is investigating this, and they're saying now that he's been named this third person as someone who's being investigated in the case, but he's not been charged with any offense and has not been arrested.
Well, so. We got to get to the bottom of it, and you know, it's an allegation that I think could be harmful.
This happens a lot.
All of this
stuff. Once you get accused, you're guilty by inference. Is that correct?
No, but it's terrible. We're the accusation in this world of men being hateful toward women and misogynist and all of that is, you know, football player taking advantage of a drunk, dopey woman who goes back to a hotel in the middle of the night with this guy. And then she turns right around and says, no, he molested me, and I think he did anyway because I can't remember. I was too drunk. So that argument gets a lot of play.
Right.
And in the meantime, Michael Irvin's in the air going someplace else, and the next thing you know, he's being accused of something, and he's kind of pissed off about it, and I am too, actually.
Well, we're going to find out more about it as we continue straight ahead here in the Sports Lounge with the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer. Don't go wandering off.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years and years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now.
800-241-2720.
They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, Consolidated Credit Programs will teach you how to get out and stay out of debt.
Call 800-241-2720. 800-241-2720. That's 800-241-2720.
Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM19, Oregon DM80031. Services are primarily educational in nature.
Here to the lounge, the sports lounge. I'm Michael Horn, along with the star of our show, Fred Dreyer. So I have a story, and we're going to get into this Michael Irvin under investigation for alleged sexual assault in Florida. He just joined us. Hall of Fame wide receiver Michael Irvin under investigation for an alleged sexual assault in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. TMZ Sports reported this. There was a 27-year-old Florida woman. She filed a police report, said she was fearful that Irvin had drugged and raped her after she went with him from a bar to his hotel room in the early hours on March 21st. Michael Irvin has denied the allegations, saying he was only in his hotel room with the woman for 15 minutes before leaving to catch a flight, and that another man was present while she was there. He has also been named as someone who's being investigated in the case, but has not been charged with any offense and not been arrested. So, these are how these things get going. Here's what happened to me. This is my story. I'm at this wine taste up in Northern California, and it was us on the staff, our broadcast crew, and so we were trying to find the car, and this woman offered to drive us to the car in this little sports car, and so she drove us to the car, and I know what it was. We couldn't figure out how to get out of the parking lot. She was going to lead us out of the lot to show us where it was, because it's pitch dark and you're in a big field. So the other three guys are in the car. I'm in the car with her in the front. We drive over to our hotel and we stop there, and all three of my buddies just disappear. So I'm stuck with this woman. So she's sitting there, and I said, well, are you going to be able to go home? Because she wasn't in too much of a condition to drive. And she's sitting there. All of a sudden she starts crying, saying, I don't want to be here. I said, just calm down. Go stand out there by the front door and give me a phone number, and I call the number. But the thought went through my mind that if you close that door and you're in that room, you're in big trouble, because it's your word against her word. And all my buddies were gone. Thank you, Generalissimo and Commandante and Jan Smith, our producer. They left me there for dead.
Well, you didn't see that one coming?
No, because I'm a nice guy and I'm naive. I just figured she's going to make a phone call to get somebody back there. Oh, I know. We walked to the I took her to the front desk in the hotel so she could make a call. She was out of that room. She did not step foot in there. We just went down there to the room because she started crying.
If I did.
And if it was you, big famous Fred Dreyer, and let's say, see you crying,
well,
they're going to think something
or Michael Irvin. But if I did those, if I did half, 10% of the things that I, today, that I did when I was younger, I'd be doing 20 years.
I don't know about that.
I would.
You would?
Of course.
Yeah.
All you have to do is get some lunatic just to point the finger. And today, as the reason I led with this story is the accusation is what's important.
Well, anyway, there's detectives involved in this, and they're investigating. Probably the best investigation will be done by TMZ Sports. Get all through with it. But everybody's got a camera these days. That's the problem. They videotape you doing everything. So apparently Michael Irvin was in this, Fort Lauderdale visiting his nieces and nephews at a track meet. He was also visiting his 90-year-old aunt and attending her birthday party. He was blindsided by the news of the allegations. He said the allegations are completely false. In the few hours since he learned about him, there are already red flags about the woman's background, the allegations she made against Michael. But there's the story. The story is out there now. Well, there's an investigation
going on.
Here's
what's interesting to me. Of this entire story now, we have the story.
Yeah, she was drunk that night, by the way, too.
Well, yeah, maybe. But
it says in the story.
It's what's interesting is who is the person, the third person? He left, Michael Irvin left the room to go to the airport, leaving her with this other third party.
Right.
Who the hell is that?
And the person should be there talking. And maybe it was a setup. Maybe that was a person that was supposed to be there. So they could say, oh, yeah, there was definitely a problem going on. You never know on these things.
Well, you don't. You don't know what the deal is. Why would any of these people go to a hotel room?
Exactly.
With a woman?
It's like the term racist. If you say anything out of line in someone else's estimation,
the accusation
you
is
are
bigger.
Immediately a racist.
The accusation is bigger than the deed.
Yeah, Bill O'Reilly is hitting on it now because he made some comment about representative's hairstyle, and he's since apologized for it on the air. But, of course, now everybody's termed him a racist.
Well, why? Was the person black?
Yes.
And he said she's got
Maxine Waters, you know.
Was that Maxine Waters?
Loud.
Was it?
Just, she drives me crazy. Her hair is fine, but man, that...
Was that the person?
She can excite a room, let me
You're
tell
you. You're not going to tell me.
What's that?
Was that the person?
Yes, as I said, it's Maxine Waters, yes. In the House of Reps, he mentioned her hairstyle.
Well, she does. She's a lunatic on top of that with bad hair. So she's got two strikes going on.
There you go. So now you could be labeled a racist by some, by saying
well,
she had bad hair.
Get in line. I mean,
but there are white folks with bad hair. And there's everybody's got bad hair.
No, now you're going to qualify it.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Everybody's saying if I guess
don't,
if you got,
don't
if
just,
got
just
bad
stand
hair,
by the Bill's,
bad
Bill.
Bill
has
you're
to stand by his opinion.
But he already apologized.
Well, okay, he can apologize if he wants to.
He
but
said it had nothing to do with the story, and he shouldn't have said it.
It had nothing to do with the story.
Yeah, because he was commenting on what she was saying, and then he made a comment about her hair, and so he said really
well,
the hair
right.
had nothing to do with the story.
Well, he can today. You can do that.
Yeah.
I think she's a lunatic. Why do I say that? If it has nothing to do with the story, I say it because of her behavior and what she says.
Well, she sort of fires off from the deep end. She was, speaking a few weeks back or a month or so ago when she had the wrong country and everything else laid out as what she was talking about. So if you're going to be you're going to represent the people of the United States, black, white, or whatever color, make sure you get your facts right.
Well, I think the unwitting opinion is that she is. As well as a lot of these other black leaders in the community are just ripping off her constituents.
Well, I think a lot of people
they're
are
just ripping them off. They're just lying to them and ripping them off, and so there's not a lot of.
It's gotten political.
She has no pedigree, as far as
it's
I'm
got.
Concerned.
It's gotten political instead of trying to help out the common folk.
Yeah,
that's what
well,
I say.
Whatever.
It gets in there. So spring training is winding down. In fact, it's down, and the season is getting underway. So, what do you think? Do you want to look at the DL list and see what's going on with some of these? A lot of people starting. Now, how can you start the season on the DL list?
Look. Again, without, we're starting off on a negative note here, but I can't help but bring to everyone's attention, here we are, we're going through seven more months of what I call, the psychopathic observation of the sport of baseball, which is, there's how many games a day for 7 months. That's what you have to deal with. And then people do great things, and then people do kind of not so great things. And then they kind of get hurt, and they now wind up where the entire ethos of the team.
Ethos.
The ethos. The underpinning psychological and teamwork type underpinning of the franchise is now compromised greatly when people start going on the DL. And the lineups change. People aren't available. The Dodgers had more people on the DL last year. This year they break camp. And after 3 weeks, these guys making $20 million a year, 3 weeks in training camp, and everyone now runs, as I call it, to the buffet where they just can't wait to get in the hot tub and soak their wounds because their elbow hurts.
Back in the day, people used to be, they had a pride about them where they were embarrassed if they were on the DL list. They didn't want to be out for a while. And when a player was missing from a team.
Well, your jobs were at stake.
Yeah, exactly. It was like if you didn't have really the backup, they got backup players now. But, I mean, you're right. We'll talk a little bit more about this straight ahead. It's the Sports Lounge. Don't forget you can follow Fred on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer. And you can follow him on Facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer. And email him, FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com.
Nothing feels better this time of year, Fred, to come home after a long, hard day at work and create a healthy, fresh meal for your family and do it in under 40 minutes.
Well, salmon's my best.
I know. You love the salmon.
I mean, the salmon's terrific, as well as all the other meals. And, you know, it's very affordable, less than $10 per person per meal. Blue Apron delivers seasonal recipes along with the pre-proportioned ingredients to make delicious, home-cooked meals.
And this is fantastic. Blue Apron, if you haven't tried it is the number one fresh ingredient and recipe delivery service in the country. Its mission is to make incredible home cooking accessible to everyone. Everything comes prepackaged, as you mentioned, all proportioned out. You have very little waste, and you have a healthy, easy to prepare meal that's fun. It's something you can feel good about. And we have a special offer specifically for listeners to our program. Check out this week's menu and get your first three meals free with free shipping by going to blueapron.com/dryer. That's blueapron.com/dryer.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895. 800-760-4895. 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
We are back here in the Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn with the star of our program, the gentleman who had two safeties in one game in the same quarter, the All-Pro defensive end, the acting legend, Mr. Fred Dreyer.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen, for joining us on this beautiful, fast-paced afternoon. We were going to talk about the Raiders at one point in time.
We are going to. Let's finish up on the minutiae, the makeup of the team, because here's my question for you. Everybody in the National League Central is saying, well, you know what? The Cubs, there's no curse there. They're going to come back. They're going to repeat. Nobody can touch them, not the Reds, not the Cardinals. No one there, not Milwaukee. They're thinking this is a division where they got it cinched up. And I say it's baseball, and all they need is to have these great players on the Cubs go down on the DL and they're finished. What do you think? I mean, they've got some depth, but the injuries when these guys go into the buffet line, as you mentioned, can destroy any team at any time.
That's the point. You know, you got 7 months to get well, or you got 7 months to be vulnerable to injury. And so what is the character of a team after they've won the World Series after 175 years of not winning it? And now they've got a ring, and now they've got the rings, and they've got new season come along. They've improved their team specifically. They didn't have a specific closer. They got two or three guys that could probably do the job, but they've got a lot of depth, a lot of young people, a lot of youth. They're no doubt favored. The question is, are the Cardinals going to be good enough to give them a fight? And who knows? Are the Mets going to give them a fight? Who knows? So that's that for them. As far as the Dodgers are concerned over here, I picked them to go the whole way. This is the year that I think they've got depth. They've got a good first baseman, a second baseman, a shortstop, a third baseman. Infield is as good as you're going to get. Starting pitching is very, very good. They got the best pitcher in the league. You got two very, very accomplished, very good power hitting catchers. The outfield is deep. They've got some speed out there. And it all just comes down to people staying well. You got Puig in right field, who I'm going to tell you right now, it's April. By the end of April, he'll be on the DL.
So you like the Dodgers in the National League West. You like the Cubs in the Central. How about the East? Nationals or Mets?
Nationals. I think the Nats will.
How about the American League East?
It'll be close.
Who do you think in the American League East?
Toronto.
I was going to say
Toronto. Maybe.
How about Central? Who do you go for in the Central Division? Kansas City is again maybe.
Kansas City's not going to be very good. Neither is Detroit.
Yeah. So who's there? Chicago comes into it possibly.
The White Sox are not that good.
I know, that one's up for grabs.
Who else is in that division?
I think we named the main teams. There's three.
Texas is in the West.
Yeah, I think Texas goes with it. Texas in the West. I think Texas is going to go to the West right now.
Well, the Angels aren't that good.
Yeah, I think Texas will go, and maybe Oakland has got
some
stuff going together.
Houston.
Houston. That's right. Houston may be coming
up.
You're right.
Yeah, that's right. It's same old card players,
But you're kind of depressed about the whole thing. You're not excited about it. It's brand new. It's hope. Hope springs anew here. They got new rule changes in baseball, for gosh sakes.
How
about that intentional walk? You like that thing where they're just going to be pointed at the base and they go and they don't have to play?
But look, they don't
have to throw the four pitches.
Well, here's the other thing.
Yeah.
You do know that in recorded history, in baseball history, that the dumbest things happen when you go to intentionally walk somebody.
Don't get angry with me.
You can throw the ball into the dugout.
Exactly. I think they should throw the pitches. I think it's a dumb.
They're doing this.
These rules.
They're doing this because they want to speed the game up. Are you kidding? That knockoff, like 7 seconds?
Yeah. And they're going to do away with batting practice or requiring pitchers to throw four pitches to issue an intentional walk. So this is... It's said, you know, this is stupid. It's like, you know, and I don't know if they're going to be changing strike zones or whatever. Every year they seem to be tinkering with it more. Maybe I'm getting old or something. But
strike zone.
Yeah, they've been tinkering with baseball. Well, they were thinking about it for a while.
Well, why don't you just get rid of the umpire and just do it electronically? There it is,
there
isn't it?
There it is. That's
now, you know, here's the other thing. Here's the other thing. You know, you talk about, a friend of mine said the other day, well, what do you think about the Dodgers and the Angels? I just said, you know, I get depressed when I think about the opening of baseball season, and I shouldn't. And I said, I'll tell you something. You know, anyway, I'll tell it to you when I come back.
Yeah, don't rush yourself here a little bit. You gotta, yeah. I can tell you're ready to ramp up.
Think about
it. You're ready to ramp up a little bit on this one?
Yeah.
Now you got me. That's a cheese. Now you've given me
a tease.
Now I'm interested.
I reverse teased you.
You did. It was a reversal. And now I'm interested. All right, we'll take a quick break. Come back with more here. The Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn with the one and only Fred Dreyer. Stay with us here on CRN, the Commissioner's Radio Network. You are in the Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn. The one and only Fred Dreyer is here with us. We're on the lookout for Tony Romo because Fred's not going to anywhere football games, so he's going to have to watch him
on TV.
If Romo doesn't play, CBS, your old place, you worked as a color commentator for CBS, they're maybe considering Tony Romo, if he decides to retire, to be Phil Sims' replacement. What do you think on that? Think Romo would be better than Phil Sims to take over the color commentary?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't think they know either.
Yeah, I don't think they know either, but that's a possibility. Sims has been working with CBS since 1998, and he's partnered currently with Jim Nance, and they handle Thursday Night Football and the CBS headline game on Sundays. And if Tony Romo doesn't get signed, you know, there you go.
Well, you know, what's interesting is that the networks are now starting to move out all the original NFL guys, like Mike Ditka's gone.
Yeah, and I like Mike Ditka, but I suppose he's too old for the network. Is that correct?
Yep. They want current players who have played in the last 5 to 8 years.
There you go. And so that's what they're doing. So that's why Romo would be considered for that job over Phil Sims. Yeah. Phil Sims?
You got current players that really aren't going to tell you anything. You know what my opinion is about all that.
What?
I've expressed this to my audience.
Express it one more time for this audience.
And that is that none of these guys who are fresh off the gridiron know how to give correct criticism and explain the sport to the viewing audience.
Yep.
So that's my problem.
They don't really take you into the game and give you the reason why.
They're not going to tell you anything. Yeah. They're just simply not going to tell you anything. They're going to say, oh, yeah, this guy, you know, he's had some problems off the field. And now he's okay now, so we can really go deep.
Yeah, well, anything. Pete Carroll is in the news. He is anxious to see if Richard Sherman's going to bounce back this year, as John Schneider, the GM there in Seattle, said the team listens to everything in response to questions about outside interest in trading for cornerback Richard Sherman. And Pete Carroll did the same thing before. I think he doesn't see anything happening at all. He wants to have Sherman back in his familiar spot in the Seattle secondary unit. He made it clear he doesn't want to see a replay of what happened during the 2016 season. There was a lot of sideline blow-ups between Sherman and assistants during the games. Sherman's kind of a loose cannon. His own team. He's kind of a loose cannon. Remember, he went off on the 49ers.
I've got news for him if I'm the coach.
You're Pete Carroll. What do you say?
Stop by my office. I'll give you a haircut, and then I'll take you to the bus station.
It's good.
That's it.
There should be dress codes in football and baseball.
Well, that's racism.
I'm sorry I'm saying it, but sorry.
You're a racist.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry to tell you that.
Get the red dream.
You don't know that.
Get JT off the Dodgers.
What's that other guy's name from SC with the long golden locks that comes out past his number now?
Cut them all off. Just cut that hair.
The narcissism that's in the sport is just beyond the pale.
Well, that should be a new rule change. Dress code. You know the only team that's got a dress code? The Yankees. And that's, you know, as all the years I've never been a Yankee fan. I've been telling you over the years I've leaning more towards the Yankees. They got a dress code. You want to play with the pride of the Yankees, then look like it.
Well, I tell you, I remember
your team.
Many times during my youth seeing players on one team that have long hair that kind of stick out the back of your helmet, like I had for a period of time.
You did have that for a while?
Well, yeah, we went through a phase, but then you cut it.
Tell you to knock it off at one point?
Well, they told me, why don't you get a haircut? I said, why don't you mind your own business?
And then what happened?
And then I said, well, what are you going to do? Are you going to find me? If you find me, then I'll probably get a haircut. I mean, it doesn't mean that much to me. It's just that that's where I am right now. You know, and if it bothers you, then okay, maybe we'll get one. But the point is that I saw that player traded to the Washington Redskins when
the guy with the hair sitting out of the helmet.
Yeah, I saw him.
Goodbye.
He showed up at the Washington Redskins where Vince Lombardi was coaching.
Oh boy,
he had a crew cut.
So it wasn't there wasn't anything to stick out under the helmet anymore. It was a crew cut.
Yeah, he'd look at you, just kind of stare at you. And that was.
I'm telling you, I think some of those rules should get back in. They want to change the rules, put the good old good ones back in place. Here's one for you. Since we're doing one more thing about we're talking baseball earlier, Major League Baseball has finally chosen an official hot dog.
Oh, I know what it is.
Okay.
Yeah, I know what it is.
It's Nathan's Famous Hot Dog has the gig. And I'm kind of a Hebrew National guy, but don't call me racist now. But I'm saying it's Nathan's, apparently, is becoming the official league sponsor. And they're in the company of Papa John's and Budweiser. Nathan's has a pretty good hot dog. When you eat a hot dog.
Well,
I
like it because when you bite into it, it snaps.
Do you like the regular size hot dogs? Or you like the big fat boys that kind of sit outside of the bun on either side?
I like the fat guys because you feel as though you're not being cheated with your hot dog.
That's right. You want exactly right on this.
Exactly.
That's good. We got a smile on the front of that because that's the truth there. So if you had your choice between Papa John's Budweiser or Nathan's hot dog, I'd go with the Nathan's hot dog.
Absolutely right.
That's maybe a Bud or room temperature Guinness.
Yeah. I took my daughter and my mother to a Yankee Hall of Fame game.
And
it was a great experience. And my daughter had ice cream, a hot dog. She had soda. She had ice cream. And then another hot dog. And that night at the hotel, she came into my room and said, "Dad,
so good.
I have a tummy ache."
Yeah.
I said, "What do you think? Why do you think you have one?" "I don't know." "You think it was all the crap you ate at the stadium?"
I got a story. I got one more for you. Tease. I had a bad bellyache one time, and I'll tell you all about it.
Onions. You had bad onions.
No, was it onions?
You got the onions. That's what they call them.
But I will tell you about it when we continue straight ahead here. It is the Sports Lounge. That's the one and only Fred Dreyer. Follow him on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer, Facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer. Check him out with an email if you can. Send it to Fred Dreyer, Dreyer, at crntalk.com.
Guys don't really talk about antiperspirant. Despite that, 91% of Dove Men Plus Care users recommend it. Here's what they said.
It blocks the, perspiration, I think is the fancy word.
It's comfortable.
it smells nice. My girl likes the smell.
Well, it's
hard.
I think it's quite masculine. My underarms aren't the worst thing at the gym.
It's kind of like the Hoover Dam for my armpits, I guess.
Dove Men Plus Care antiperspirant. Tough on sweat, not on skin.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
If you're 65 or older and suffering from knee pain, you may qualify for an advanced pain-relieving brace. Dr. Approved Medical will work with Medicare or insurance benefits to see if you qualify for these knee braces at little or no cost to you. The only way to see if you qualify is to call us, 800-816-0365. Don't let your knee pain get worse. Call now and get free shipping plus a free pedometer. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
Nobody really needs or wants home security until it's too late. You've heard the statistics about how many burglaries there are per day. You see the news. You know there are people out there that do bad things. The best way to help protect your home and your property is with an ADT monitored system from Protect Your Home, an ADT authorized premier provider. Call right now to get a free wireless home security system valued at $850. An ADT monitored system can help protect your home from fires, theft, floods, and call for emergency help. Call now to find out more about our $850 free wireless home security system and start enjoying the peace of mind of security today. Call 800-587-4281, 800-587-4281, 800-587-4281. This offer is for new customers only. Termination fees apply. $99 customer installation charge and 36-month monitoring agreement required. All for details. License, terms, and conditions available at secureathome.com.
We are back on the Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn, along with the legendary Fred Dreyer. So you still, I don't have your official pick for the American League Central Division, and you got in that division Minnesota, Chicago's White Sox, Kansas City Royals, which you and I agree are not going to be as good as they were, Detroit Tigers, or Cleveland Indians. Who do you think is going to go in that? It's got to be Cleveland.
Well, it's Indians. It's Detroit.
You think it's a one-team race in most of these races?
Well, these
are
the teams who are just, they're not very good.
But if there's some injuries, you never can
the
tell.
The entire league would have to be kidnapped or something.
Exactly. Something could go on. You never can tell.
Yeah, hopefully.
All right, I'm getting ready to go to Vegas because I want to watch some football. And I think, is there a team going to be heading out to Vegas there, Fred Dreyer?
No, the Raiders, finally the mayor of, what the heck's the guy's name, McKibben, Scott McKibben.
Yes.
Of the Oakland Alameda County Coliseum Authority said, he says he doesn't, he really can't wait for the Raiders to leave. But they've got, the stadium's going to be built in Vegas. It'll be ready for the 2020 season. So 17 and 18, they're still going to be in Oakland Alameda County Stadium. And so we'll see how the fans support the Raiders who are leaving at the end of the 18th
season. I understand a lot of fans are dropping off jerseys and stuff and dumping them there at the stadium.
Well,
they're a little upset.
Well,
I mean, this is the team basically has been known as the Oakland team, you know, and the owner, Mark Davis.
That was in the day when the league said, we're going to give you guys football, and cities and mayors and associations and board members were stumbling over themselves trying to give money away to lure a team to their city. Those days are gone now. I mean, you know, these guys are multi-billionaires. These guys came into the league in 1960, the AFL, and then they merged in 70. You know, so they were around, 20 years, 19, 21 years, and they merged into the National Football League. And all these teams became exorbitantly wealthy. All of these teams are worth $1 billion. The cheapest one is worth $1 billion. The team in the Jacksonville Jaguars, that team's worth $1 billion.
Really?
Yeah, of course. I mean, come on.
But the richest, the teams are kind of, who would you say are the best franchises? Probably now the Rams, I would say, are in there. And probably Dallas, the Cowboys.
Well, the Dallas, whatever team, well, here it is. Whatever team has the free and clear best stadium.
That's the value.
That's what comes when you say I'm valuing the Cowboys. Well, you look at that stadium,
yeah.
And everything that's NFL now is poured through that stadium. They're going to have All-Star games. They've got other venues. They have the championship football playoffs for college. They've got boxing. They got all kinds of things in there.
And now Stan Kroenke and the Rams will have
now
that.
Kroenke's now going to have a better stadium. You know,
and it'll be the Chargers and the Rams playing there. The Raiders wanted to play there, but they're going to they'll have a big deal
the Raiders
stadium in
won't
Vegas.
Play, but they're going to have to play in Oakland Alameda County Stadium, which is a real dump. But
it's a dump. Okay,
and so,
I guess you could say you played there.
Well, of course, that's
yes.
why I'm saying.
Okay, good, that's fine.
I flew over it and said, hey, look, that looks like a dump. No, I played in it.
Yeah, okay,
so it's a dump. They got to play in it for the next 2 years. The fans are going to either show up or not. They're going to be lame ducks. And the 2020, the new stadium, the domed stadium, is supposed to be ready in Las Vegas. But the interesting thing is the owner, which is Mark Davis,
yeah.
Mark Davis.
Al Davis's kid.
And the Scott McKibben from the Oakland County Coliseum Authority said that we don't really, if you can't be out of here at the end of the 2019 season, you don't expect us to do a deal with you.
So now the city officials are getting.
So the city officials would love them to leave right now, but they can't. They don't have any place to go.
Well, Mark Davis says he would like nothing more than to bring a championship back to the Bay Area before he moves to Vegas, likely in 2020. You're saying Scott McKibben Alameda County Coliseum Authority is saying
enough.
Yeah, they don't want a third season in Oakland.
Yeah, we don't want you here this year.
Wow. So he says now, quoting, "I would say to you at the highest level of comms, my opinion and recommendation and that of my board members, I don't believe there is any appetite for a third season in Oakland."
Yeah.
That's what Scott McKibben says.
That's the 2020 season.
They're going to build, you said, what, a $1.9 billion dome stadium. NFL owners have approved the Raiders' plan to go to Las Vegas and build that. And so they would be there in the 2020 season. But we don't know about the 2019 season. Maybe there's no place for them to play.
Well, they'll find someplace.
They can come play in the Stan Kroenke's place, maybe.
Yeah, well, maybe.
Maybe they could play a night game.
But there's other stadiums around that they'll be able to play in if they can't find a place to play in before the stadium opens up in Vegas.
That's true.
But here's the other thing. And then, of course, the league now is already talking about, what's going to be the punishment for all these guys going to Jackrabbit Ranch.
What's Jackrabbit Ranch?
What do you think?
You're talking about in Vegas?
Yeah.
Okay. So you're looking ahead to stories?
The joke is that
I know.
Can you field a team on Sunday? Will you be able to field a team?
The guys show up and play there. We'll see. All right. Yeah. We want your opinions on this. So please follow Fred Dreyer on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer, Dreyer. Follow him on Facebook.com/ The Real Fred Dreyer. And by all means, email him because we'd love to read the email. Fred Dreyer, Dreyer, at crntalk.com. That's the way to go on that. All right, so we got some more news coming up. So do you care if the Raiders leave Oakland and go to Las Vegas? Does it really matter to you? I don't really care. I think it'll be good for Vegas. I think it'll be good to have a team there. I think the Vegas marketplace will support it. Phoenix is supporting
it. I don't care. Of all these teams have done all these studies, these protracted studies of success, and they've already deemed it'll be a great move to go there. Let them go. I think every team should now not be tethered to the city.
I
think the Rams should move. I think the Rams should move to Saskatchewan just for the hell of it. Let everybody go to a new stadium, and I don't care who plays where. As a matter of fact, I don't care if I even see another football game again.
Really?
Yes.
So you're a little upset about this whole thing.
Well, it's neurotic.
It's a tease. We'll have more straight ahead with you. Stay with us. The Sports Lounge, the one and only Fred Dreyer. Plus, we're making a search to see where Tony Romo is at. Welcome back here to the Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn with the star of our show, Fred Dreyer. We got an email segment here. Walter writes to you, Mr. Dreyer. It was an honor to meet you. I was always a big fan of yours, as were my father and uncle. They both played football at Santa Clara. Paul Kahn is his uncle. He played at the Orange Bowl for Santa Clara and joined the Army rather than play professional football. Served in Korea, was injured, never got the chance. My father also joins the Army, continued playing in the Army for several years in Europe prior to Vietnam. Anyway, we grew up fans of the Rams and some of the great players such as yourself. I'm happy I wore your jersey. A one-year jersey in the Ravel. This was at a deal you were at with the Young Professional Organization, am I right?
I think that's what it was. I'm glad you won the raffle. I'm glad you would. We had a good time there, Walter. I enjoyed myself very much.
By the way, Joyce says that she checked out Lifetime Network was showing The Wrong Woman with Fred Dreyer in it. Is this one of your favorite films that you put together?
Well, we shot a little movie here for the Lifetime station here back in 2013. And, the question is, am I a good cop or am I a bad cop? I'm a good cop always.
And Othelia says, I'm so happy to hear you were dewormed. You were talking about worms the other week.
Yes, I was. I also mentioned that to another friend of mine the other day, and he kind of looked at me odd. And but that's absolutely
that was me.
Was that you?
Yeah, Joyce says she heard you on Tim Conway Jr. in Los Angeles on the KFIM radio. So that was great. Lois says she was watching Hunter. Apparently, this episode with Peter Brown is a big deal.
Well, Peter was a good friend, you know, and he passed away not too long ago out there in Arizona. But we had so many interesting people come by that show in those 7 years. That's a long time to be on the air.
And Gail also said she listened to you on Tim Conway and loved it. And there you go. Send us your emails, freddreyer@crntalk.com. Welcome back here to the lounge, the Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn with Fred Dreyer. April Fool's Day. You know, getting into April here, you got the April Fool's Day. And you, on Saturday, you're going to be in Washington, D.C., Fred Dreyer, is that right?
I'm going back to D.C. this Saturday, the 1st of April. I'll be there for a autograph show. And actually, it's going to be in Virginia, but I fly into D.C., stay at the Holiday Inn, and then go over
big
to the
big show going up, huh?
Well, there's a lot of interesting names are going to be there. Pete Rose and a bunch of other people are going to be there.
Okay, well, that'll be good.
I haven't seen him in a long time.
Pete Rose, by the way, was having some fun. He's on the Major League Baseball Network, MLB Network, and he was there with. He said that I think John Hartog or some guy was on the panel there, four people, and he was next to A-Rod, and John was, and Pete Rose was on the other side, and Pete Rose says to John, he says, "This is the closest you're going to get to J-Lo, Jennifer Lopez, because you know
who did he say it to?
Because Alex Rodriguez is dating." He said it to the other guy, John, whoever the guy is, Hartog or whatever his name is. Anyway, so and then apparently they put together a whole big. You can look at this on the internet. You can search, and they put a poster up of Pete Rose seen dating Jennifer Lopez, and everybody was laughing about it. So apparently, you know, A-Rod and Pete Rose are going to be going back and forth this year on that show when they start talking about different things. I like that camaraderie around ex-players when they get together and have a little fun. Well, you did that with Vince Bergamo.
Thicker than water.
Pete Carroll, since we talked about him, he's worried a little bit. He's got some problems there with Richard Sherman. Was getting into arguments there on the sidelines and stuff. And now he says he's talked to Marshawn Lynch about 10 days ago, and he's at least considering returning to the NFL, he says, Marshawn. As he came to the office, he had a good visit, and he says, "I know that's something entertaining. It's somewhat entertaining, the thought of it. I can't tell you how strong it is. You've got to talk to him, and the chance isn't happening." So they're having some owner meetings. We'll see what's going on. It's be interesting. He's got Richard Sherman, Marshawn. There's a lot of things going on there. Seattle was going to be the powerhouse and apparently not going to be doing this. And Roger Goodell, the NFL commissioner, he's going to attend the New England Patriots opener. That should be a boo fest. I can't wait for that. People are going to go crazy on this guy.
Well, they've got he helped get the jersey back from the Super Bowl. So
is that so now he's going to
now he's on good standing with the organization and the people of Boston.
Even after the suspension of Tom Brady, the quarterback there for four games on underinflated footballs, was still a crock.
Was that 3 years old in that story?
Yeah, it's still going on, and they're booing him. They're booing him at the Super Bowl when he was there.
Well,
for God's sakes.
They should.
Yeah, you're not a big fan of the.
I'm not a big fan of what happened to the league.
Really?
That's my look, you know, and it comes across. I hate to say it, but I wear it. It comes across as sour grapes, you know.
Roger Goodell, you think it's just sour grapes because it was a different league when you played there.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of things like the country we won't go into, but there's a lot of things that have been given away, and the ownership has capitulated because of money. And it's just unruly parenting.
Well, Goodell also said that he was refuting the notion that free agent quarterback Colin Kaepernick is being blackballed by NFL teams after protesting during the national anthem last season. I think he's being not looked at by other teams because he's not quite a good enough quarterback. That's what I would
think.
Well,
they say, you know, there's a lot of people will say it, and Harbaugh did say it not too long ago, that if you work with him, slide him in, he's a smart guy and a good athlete, which is all true, but he's also a jerk, and, you know, can you trust him? Who knows? If you can, and you need a quarterback, you know, bring him into camp.
Starts kneeling again, then you got the fan base going crazy on you, too. So that's kind of interesting. So we'll see how that all goes out. I'm getting ready. I'm excited about baseball season. Going to be getting going with
The opener's coming up.
Are you and I going to go to a game?
No.
Oh, okay. Then I guess I'm not excited.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Welcome back here to the Sports Lounge. Michael Horn along with the one and only Fred Dreyer. So your email mentioned it before, but you were out at a big Rams kind of event that they had at the Rose Bowl where they had some of the past players that were out there. You were out there, Vince Ferragamo, a bunch of good people. And you took some young professionals from the YPO organization and put them through sort of a training camp scenario, didn't you?
They had like five little different groups, business groups, that that some knew each other, some did not. But the idea was to have five, six Ram players, kind of like be the captain of each one of the teams, and they go out and they do an obstacle course, a punt, pass, and kick type of thing, and, you know, target throwing with the football and all that stuff, you know, an obstacle course.
And that's what you were on. You were on the toughest one. There was the Nolan Cromwell was doing the punting thing over there, or the passing, and there was a punting thing going on too. But you were sitting there. You were handing off the football, weren't you?
Well, Wendell Tyler and I were monitoring and giving everybody a pep talk in between,
Did they listen to you? Did you think maybe you had a?
I didn't have anything to say. It was very. It's very clear. It's like, you know, pick your feet up when you go over that bag. You know, I don't have to. You know, it's, you know, I just say good luck. Make sure you don't fall over when you hit that bag.
They had to walk on a narrow board across there, and they had to run backwards and everything, and they had to go through the little maze of.
Yeah,
your
it was fun.
On.
It was fun for everybody, and what it did, it brought people together. And the idea is that the Rams, through their charities and also through the business communications in the city of Los Angeles and around the greater LA area, bring all these young entrepreneurs together, and they get to exchange information, they get to exchange ideas, and it brings people a close-knit group. And of course, the people who are responsible for that are the Rams, and it's great for their foundation.
That's good. And Vince Ferragamo, our buddy there, he was throwing the quarterback passing, and there was like a moving target, and he had to throw it through there, and a couple of guys were able to knock it through on this.
Yeah, there's a couple guys in there that threw it through there pretty good.
I think they got signed up by the Rams after doing it.
They did not, actually.
Oh, they did. Okay.
No.
I thought that was
a rumor.
I thought there was a scout
there. It was
there.
Close there, though. It was close.
All right, so people should get in touch with you, Fred_Dreyer, Twitter, Facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer, and they should email us because we like to read your emails, FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com. Final thoughts from you, Fred Dreyer?
Well, I always appreciate people tuning in, and we look forward to seeing you next week, and have a great weekend.